Today is Monday, May the 31st, 2021. Welcome to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Puccio, a podcast designed to help you start your daily devotion with a biblically focused intention. Here's Pastor Chuck.
Hello and happy Memorial Day. Too often we take for granted the freedoms and liberties we enjoy here in the United States of America, but the price for those freedoms has been dearly, dearly paid, and we are grateful for all of those who made the ultimate sacrifice, and our prayers with those who still mourn those who made that sacrifice. We begin today by examining the differing roles God intended when He created the two genders, male and female. And again, male and female are the only genders that exist. If God had intended a spectrum of genders, He would have created a spectrum of genders, but He did not. And the Scripture states very clearly that He created them male and female, period. Men and women are of equal importance, dignity, and value, but God didn't create us to function exactly the same. Between the members of the Trinity, there has been equality in importance, personhood, and deity throughout all eternity. But there have also been differences in roles between the members of the Trinity. God the Father has always been the Father and is always related to the Son as a father relates to his Son. Though all three members of the Trinity are equal in power and in all other attributes, the Father has a greater authority. He has a leadership role among the members of the Trinity that the Son and the Holy Spirit do not have. In creation, the Father speaks and initiates, but the work of creation is carried out through the Son and sustained by the continuing presence of the Holy Spirit. In redemption, the Father sends the Son into the world, and the Son comes and is obedient to the Father and dies to pay for our sins in obedience to the Father. After the Son has ascended into heaven, the Holy Spirit comes to equip and empower the church. The Father did not come to die for our sins, nor did the Holy Spirit. The Father was not poured out on the church at Pentecost in new covenant power, nor was the Son. Each member of the Trinity has distinct roles and functions. Differences in roles and authority between the members of the Trinity are thus completely consistent with equal importance, personhood, and deity. If human beings are to reflect the character of God, then we would expect some similar differences in roles among human beings. Even with respect to the most basic of all differences among human beings, the differences between male and female. And this is certainly what we find in the biblical text. Paul made the ultimate leadership in the home clear when he wrote in 1 Corinthians 11:3, "But I want you to understand that Christ is the head of every man, and the man is the head of a woman, and God is the head of Christ." So just as God the Father has authority over the Son, though the two are equal in deity, so in marriage the husband has authority over the wife, though they are equal in personhood. In this case, the man's role is like that of God the Father, and the woman's role is parallel to that of God the Son. They're equal in importance, but they have different roles. People often instantly object by declaring that their home is unique because of this or that. I'm not declaring that every Christian home is a perfect example of this model depicted in Scripture. I'm not declaring that every Christian man and woman follow this model to perfection. What I am declaring is that what Paul stated in 1 Corinthians 11:3 is God's will. And each of us should seek to be in the home what He declares we should be. Some have contended that the distinctions between the roles of men and women didn't exist until the entry of sin in the world. Therefore, these differing roles were a result of the punishment of God for sin. This kind of thinking is taken from verses like Genesis 3:16, where it says, "To the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your pain in childbirth. In pain you will bring forth children, yet your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you. One writer even stated that because it resulted from the fall, the rule of Adam over Eve is viewed as satanic in origin, no less than death itself. But is that true? What biblical evidence suggests otherwise? First of all, Adam was created first. The fact that God first created Adam, then after a period of time created Eve, suggests that God saw Adam as having a leadership role in his family. No such two-stage procedure is mentioned for any of the animals God made. But here it seems to have a special purpose. When Paul was restricting the pastoral role in the church to men, he wrote in 1 Timothy 2:13, "For it was Adam who was first created and then Eve." So creation order must have been an issue with Paul. We will need to continue this tomorrow. But lest you ladies have decided to refuse to listen to any more of my male-dominant babble, I urge you to hang around. In fact, when you are tempted to resent the leadership role of the man in your home, I ask you to ponder what Paul wrote immediately after urging women to submit to their husband's leadership. Here is how he described how the husband must lead in Ephesians 5:25. "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her." What wife would complain about being married to a husband who led as sacrificially as that?
Thank you for listening to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Puccio. Our hope is that this program will help you kickstart your own time alone with God each day. We invite you to use it to set your mind on the things of Him. If you have any questions about this episode or other biblical matters, please feel free to email Pastor Chuck directly at chuck@broadmoor.tv.